Thank you, Chair. As this is the first time Future of Life Institute is taking the floor, let me thank you for your leadership of this group and to the high contracting parties for their engagement thus far this week. I would like to provide some brief context to inform the work here this week in producing a report. Since the GGE on Laws last met in person in March, the world has seen unprecedented acceleration in the advancement of artificial intelligence technology. Large language models developed by a small set of commercial actors have been released to the public, setting new and astonishing benchmarks for AI capabilities. The Future of Life Institute recently put out an open letter calling for a 6-month pause on the training of AI systems more powerful than GPT-4 to allow for much needed safety guardrails to be considered and implemented before unpredictable, unexplainable, and unreliable technology is used by the general public, including government entities. Governments and international bodies are waking up to the realization that without regulation and governance of AI in civilian contexts, the world will see drastic and likely disruptive societal changes that are currently propelled by commercial incentives. I would like to briefly draw your attention to a new development in autonomy and AI used in a military context. Last month, Palantir announced a product called the Palantir Artificial Intelligence Platform, which is designed to integrate a large language model such as GPT-4 into a privately operated military network that can be used in an armed conflict. The interface is essentially a ChatGPT-style digital tool designed to play an integral role in a military's process to make decisions and engage in the use of force, with the ability to assess a situation and engage in a strike. There are extremely concerning technological issues and limitations surrounding current AI technology, such as hallucination and unexplainability, that would make the use of such a system in a military context alarming and unethical. Furthermore, if such a system were to provide an application programming interface or an API, such as AutoGPT, that is a way for two or more computer programs to communicate with each other, then this system could give itself permission to launch attacks on its own. Earlier in March this year, the former Google CEO, Eric Schmidt, provided expert witness testimony to the US Congress regarding advances in AI. He said, and I quote, "I can't figure out how we're going to build offensive and defensive systems reliable enough to put them in charge of a war that occurs faster than human decision-making." He was referring to what he considers the ultimate threat of artificial intelligence, which is a scenario where AI is in charge of a war that occurs faster than human decision-making, lasting only a millisecond. The discussions in this room and among governments across the world carry the significant responsibility to address these risks and the future direction of warfare and the use of force. Last week, the European Parliament overwhelmingly voted in favour to adopt a draft negotiating mandate for a wide-ranging proposed law on AI used in civilian contexts. Many governments here today in this room have supported this moment in history and see the urgent need to develop legally binding regulations for how we use and interact with AI in our day-to-day lives. The use of autonomy in weapon systems needs the same level of attention and urgency. The Future of Life Institute remains engaged and committed to engage with states to reach a similar point in history where we safeguard the trajectory of warfare, strengthen international peace and security, and set strong norms surrounding life and death decisions. I thank you.